Okay, let's do the next sugya, which is, I'll be honest with you, it's a very challenging taisus. So we're going to go through it clearly and well. It's really a hard taisus, but I think if we're working it together and slowly, we can figure out what taisus is trying to say, and then we can get into the depth of it, understanding what taisus is saying. So let's start beginning with the sugya, number one on the sheet. So that's Ein Aleph and Beis. Bo Mnei Rove Mei Rav Nachman. Rove Asked Rav Nachman. Gonav shor shol shnei shutvin. If a person steals an ox belonging to two partners, v'tofchoi, and he shechted it. In other words, he shechted this cow that belonged to two people. V'hoide lechon mehen, and then he admitted to one of them that he shechted it. So the halach is that since dalad v'hei is a knas, so moide b'knas potter. Right? If you admit knas, you potter. But he only admitted to one of them. So the question is, look in Rashi, v'hoide lechon mehen al chelkoi, umoide b'knas potter. So the question is, ma'u, what's halacha, lechayvoi l'shalem l'chaveiroi, es chelkoi k'shiyavoi edim? Do you have to pay the other person half of the five times? Why not? Ma'u, what's halacha? Chamisho bokor omer rachmono, v'loi chamisho chatzoi bokor, oidilma,
in other words, since right now you're only paying half of the five bokar, so maybe you put it all together because chamisha bokar v'loy chamisha chatzoi bokar.
So that's Gemara's question. Simple question, do we say chamisha bokar v'afilu chamisha chatzoi bokar or chamisha bokar v'loy chamisha chatzoi bokar? Simple question, Gemara. So Gemara brings a raya, so I'll bring you a kasha, gonav mishal aviv. V'tovachu mochal. Person steals from his father, the Mishnah says, and then he shechts it. And then meis oviv, and then the father dies. So mishalem teshlum avov v'chamisha. So since he shechted while his father was still alive, he stole from his father, he shechted it, then his father died, and now he has to pay. So the Mishnah says, you pay dalav vei. So you ask a question, v'achar kivin meis oviv, since the father died, in other words, it's like he admits to one of them. Why is it like he admits to one of them? Because right now, since he's one of the Yarshim, so he's not paying the full five bakar, because to himself he doesn't have to pay. So just like to the other Shutiv he doesn't have to pay, and that's a tour of Chamisha Chatzai Bakar, so to the Shechtzit, and then his father dies, and now he has to pay, minus the one person, it's Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. Uktani mishalem tashlum abba v'chamisha. So clearly you see that we hold chamisha bakar v'afilo chamisha chatzai bakar. A good raya from the Mishnah. So he tells him, Amalei answers him, hacha ma'eskinan kain shamad aviv b'din. In other words, the reason why this case you pay, because since the father was amad b'din, since he already stood trial, so already the mechayev him the full amount, and the p'tur of chamisha chatzai bakar does not apply. So Gemara says, correct, you don't say Moedah B'Knas. I don't know why you have to keep on going to Moedah B'Knas, because the fact that you have to pay yourself, is that a kind of Moedah B'Knas?
That's the whole case, is you Moedah B'Knas.
To the other person, but to yourself, meaning that when you do it, that means Moedah to yourself. I know the Gemara seems to put the two together, I don't know if you have to. I mean, you can just learn Pasha, I mean, you don't have to go that far. You can say that once it's Hamodah B'Din, so therefore, there's ready Chiyuv of Chamisha Bakar. End of the story.
There's another problem. Who says that he is the Yoresh in this camp?
Why is he not the Yoresh in the camp?
I don't know how these states can be divided up.
Okay, if anybody has a part in something, okay, that's what we're going to... They give a whole shit about Shutfus. That's what they actually put down. In what's considered Shutfus, I don't want to go there. Pashas, he has a chelik. Okay, Pashas, he has Tfusas Abayas. That means he has a chelik of everything. Fine. So the Gemara brings a raya, seems to bring a raya, that over here, the reason why there's no problem, that's clear in the Gemara. The reason why there's no problem of Chamisha Chatzai Bokar, because it was ready after Hamad Abedin. And once it was ready Hamad Abedin, then it's ready done, said and done with, and there's no problem Chamisha Chatzai Bokar.
But the Shetachim are alive. Why isn't Hamad Abedin for the Shetachim?
For what?
For the Tavachim.
I know, but there was a Hamad Abedin on five full Bokar to the father.
Yeah, but there are to the Shetachim also.
What do you mean?
At the time,
but there he potted himself. I guess that case is talking about
The case of Shutfim is talking about, they discussed that. The case of Shutfim must be talking about before Hamad Abedin. Because
right.
After Hamad Abedin, you can't be Mod Abedin anyway. So that case of the Shutfim, they actually bring it down. Now understand now what it means. The case of Shutfim must be right before Hamad Abedin, and therefore there's a problem, Chamish Chatzai Bakr, because you can still be Mod Abedin. Masha'in Kane, the case over here, it's talking about after Hamad Abedin. Once after Hamad Abedin, there's no Chamish Chatzai Bakr. So the Gemara says, slow down. But if, in other words, if you steal from the father and then you shecht it, and then the father dies, and the father was not oimed bedin, eino chenami, my eino mesham. There's no mabel chamisha. Why not? Because it's chamisha chatzai boker. Right, David? In other words, if not only, in other words, you don't have to say that a father died before the shechita. It's enough to say that the father died after the Shechita, but there was no Hamad Abedin. Once there's no Hamad Abedin, there's a problem of Chamisha Chatzai Bakr. So the Gemara says, the Achi, if that's the case, Adatani Sefer. So the Sefer wants to say, in a case where you are Potter, Gana Mishal Aviv, you stole from your father, Umeis, and then the father died. V'achakach Tavachumacha in Mishalein, and then you shechted your Potter. Why? Because you shechted it after the father died. Niflik b'didei. Why do you have to say you shechted after the father died? Say you shechted it before the father died, and there's still a p'tur of chamish chatzai bakar because there was no hamad b'din, right? Niflik b'didei. B'medvo amurim b'shamad b'din. When do I say that if I shechted it when the father's still alive, I'm chayef if there was hamad b'din and then he died? Avalei amad b'din. But if he did not amad b'din, en misham tushlum avu chamisha. So why do you have to say the case where you are potter? In the case where you shechted it after the father died, then when I did the Tzvicha Mechira. Why can you say I did Tzvicha Mechira when the father is still alive, like the first case? The only difference between the first case and the second case, if there was Hamad Abedin. If there was Hamad Abedin, then there's no Ptur Chamush Chatzai Bakr, I paid amount. If there was no Hamad Abedin, that's the safer, then I'm Potter, because Chamush Chatzai Bakr, there is no Hamad Abedin. Simple question. Okay, you're right, you could have said that, but we wanted to say, you know, take the two extremes. Fine. That's the first answer to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So again, so let's just analyze before we go further. So basically the Gemara says a very simple halacha, that really we hold Chamisha Baka V'loi Chamisha Chatzai Baka. And therefore, if you take from two shufin and you moed it to one of them, then the day you can be moed it to one of them, then you can be part of the other one also, because chamisha bakar v'lo chamisha chatzai bakar. The same with the father. You steal from the father and then you shechted it. Depends. If there was hamad abedin before the father died, then you have to pay the whole thing. But if there was no hamad abedin before the father died, so even though you shechted when the father was still alive, at the end of the day, there was no Hamad Abedin. If there's no Hamad Abedin, then you are part of it. Chamisha Bakar v'lo Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. That is the way the Mishnah needs to be read. Very simple. So Yimar says at the end, L'tzafra Amalei, the next morning he tells him, I changed my mind. Chamisha Bakar merachmona, afilu Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. You're always chayev in every case. In other words, even if it's Chatzai Bakar, you still have to pay the Chatzai Bakar. It doesn't make a difference. Even if there's a p'tur of Chamisha, there's no such p'tur, you're chayiv no matter what. The case of Shutfin, you're chayiv no matter what. And mind you, even if the father was not yet Oymed Bedin, right? You stole from your father, you shechted it, and then he died, and he was not Oymed Bedin, you still chayiv to pay, because I feel a Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. Why didn't I tell you the night before? The loy achli bisla tuva. I didn't have a good steak. Didn't have my nightly reserve steak. Rashi don't say that. Loy dzakti tamish adava. Speaks about meat. Okay, we're not talking about that. Fine. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So if that's the case, think about it. So if you tell me that we hold chamisha bakar vafilu chamisha chatzoi bakar, that means that even if you shechted it, doesn't make a difference whether you shechted it when the father you shechted when the father's still alive, and there was no hamad abedin. What's the halacha?
You
still pay because there's no p'tur of chamish chatzai bakar. Correct. So then, why does the sefer say that if I stole it and then the father died and then I shechted it, I'm potter? Mishnah says that. After all, if I shechted it and there was no hamad b'din, you still chayiv. So even if I shechted it after the father dies, I should also be chayiv because there's no p'tur of chamisha chatzoi bakar. Understanding more question? In other words, if you tell me there's no p'tur of chamisha chatzoi bakar, then even if I shechted it after the father died, I should still be chayiv. Why? Because you're right, I stole it, and now I don't have to pay for myself, but to my brothers I have to pay. So I should be chayiv dal vehe to my brothers. Because chamisha bakar, vafila chamisha chatzoi bakar. So why does the Mishnah say at the end that even after the father dies, if you stole it, and then the father dies, and then you shechted, you potter. Why you potter? Afilu chamisha chatzoi bakar. That's the most question. Ela maishno reish no maishno sefer. Look at Rashi. Dechimen reish afilu yom abedin. Kama rachmona, like we explained. That since the reish is talking about even if the father was not oimed b'din, still, you chayv in every case. You shechted it, and then it was not oimed b'din. And then the father died. You chayv to pay dalvei, because even if that hamar b'din, we don't say p'tur of chamisha chatzoi bakar. The chamisha bakar vil chamisha chatzoi bakar. Sefer kishemes aviv. If the father died, and then I shechted it, Mama said it word for word. That's exactly what Rashi says. In other words, why shouldn't I have to pay? So your mother says, a new reason why you potter. Which simply means that you're right. There's halacha chamisha bakar, v'afilu chamisha chatzoi bakar. Which means that technically speaking, even if I shechted it, and there was no hamad b'din, and the end of the day, there's no hamad b'din, and I have to pay now only 4 out of 5. Because myself, I don't have to pay. There was no chiyuv of all 5. There's no hamad b'din, I'm still chayev. Afilu chamisha chatzoi bakar. If that's the case, then why, if I shechted after my father dies, am I potter? Different reason. Because utvachoy kulay b'isuga. Since I have a right to shecht it, because I'm the owner after the father dies, so that's no chiv tzvich at all. That's a special tour of tzvachi kula b'yisuha. In other words, really I hold chamisha baka, vafilu chamisha chatzoi baka. And therefore, in the case of the first case in the Mishnah, if I shechted it while the father was still alive, then I already have tzvachi kula b'yisuha. I shechted the father was alive, I'm chayv dal vehe. There was no hamad within, too bad, doesn't make a difference. Vafilu chamisha chatzoi baka. The last case where I shechted after father dies, okay, there I didn't make a kulei tvicha, and therefore such a case I'm potter. But every other case I'm going to be chayef, even before hamad v'din. Why? Because chamisha baka, vafilu chamisha chatzoi baka. Joe, you following? Very simple. Ask on the Gemara.
Well, I understand.
What don't you understand?
Forget that reason. If I steal from one person, right? And then when I stole from the father, it did not belong to me or the brothers at the time that I stole it, right?
Correct.
Then the father died, and then I shefted it. Even forget that reason about kula b'yisura v'lo b'yisura. I didn't steal, the cow that I'm shefting, I didn't steal it from the brothers, I stole it from the father. So doesn't the dal vehe have to connect back to the original?
So Taisa is busy with that. Taisa is somewhat busy with that. I think that's trying to Taisa's question as well. Taisa says, wait a second. Right? Taisa's question is, well, isn't there halacha that Dalad Vehe is connected to the Kefo? And he really asks in a different way, that Dalad Vehe is really a knas. Right? It's a knas on the Gneva. Just like Kefo is a knas on the Gneva. So Taisa says, well, there's a halacha, we learn in Ksuvus, Narash and Spata, that eight other Moirish knas, Levonov. Which means, the whole, you know, from our Gemara it seems to say, that, okay, the dalat vehe, you're going to be chayiv. The only reason why you're potter is because,
Because you're part owner.
But if you would not be a part owner, which means, if you shechted it while the father was still alive, correct? Even if it was with no hamad of a din, correct? You're going to be chayiv to the brothers, right? So he says, wait a second. Or he's really asking your question. But the same question. The question is that you need the kefil to be transferred till after death in order to be chayv dalvei. And that we don't say because ain't another mother's knas levonov. Which means that if the knas happened in the father's lifetime, then he does not give over that knas to his children. And if he doesn't give over the knas to the children, then there's no kefil and there's no dalvei. So why does the Gemara say, that's all part of his question. Let's retrace inside. Mashma, right? It first starts with my question, then it goes into Seth's question, all the same question. Mashma, Aval kefal mechayev, right? In the case where you shechted it after the father died, you chayev kefal. Afal gav de lo yam abedin. Bafila abo v'chamisha havim mechayev, even 4 and 5 would be chayev, ilav divina v'tvochik l'bizuva. Right? In other words, it's not for the p'tur that I shecht on my own. I'm even chayev dal vei. V'reish enamik tani chayev ba'abo v'chamisha, which all part of his question, which means that in the Havmin of the Gemara, the only reason why we said that you have to have Amad of Adin is because of Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. But if you hold the Maskana that Afilo Chamisha Chatzoi Boker, you don't need Amad of Adin. And you technically be chayiv even on the Tzvicha. Don't read my nachem to be chid, because tzvachi kula b'isura. Right? That means that if I shechted my own thing, I'm potter. But without that svara, you'd be chayiv, even dalad vehei, to everybody else. Because there's no svara of chamisha chatzoi boker. So Tzvi says, wait a second. Im kein mashma kalasugya, the other moyrish knas levonov. Which means, that you only chayiv dalad vehei, if you can transfer over the kefal. That you can't do. Because ain't other merish knas levonov. You can't transfer over the dal vehei. You can't transfer over the kefal. I think it's all part of the same question.
If it's before hamad b'din, right?
Then it's knas.
No, but it's before hamad. The chi of kefal dal vehei doesn't kick it. I mean
that's knas. That's the basic question.
Until this hamad b'din, the chi of doesn't exist.
That's right. It exists. It exists as a knas. Ain't other merish knas levonov. By the way, that's the basic question. That hamad b'din. What hamad b'din does? Wait a second. Hamad b'din, what it does is that it creates the knas and changes it into mamon. Change the money. Hamad b'din means, okay, now you have to pay this money. Before that, all it is a knas. How could you give over that knas to the child? Which means, our Gemara seems to say.
Even more than that, it's pre-knas. The knas doesn't even exist. The dal of the
hay. There's not even nothing. Even better. Even better. We're going to get there. That's correct, correct. That's the Russian question even more. Correct, correct. So I don't want to focus on your question, though. I think it's probably included in today's question. But what we have to focus on is like this. Our Gemara says, I don't get lost over here in the Gemara. Our Gemara says, because it gets complicated already, it gets more complicated in the second half of places. But our Gemara basically says that, according to the first half of the Gemara, it all depends on how much of it in or not amount of it in. Why? Because dalad v'hei, chamisha v'achem v'lech chamisha chatzai v'achem. Correct? So we made a difference. In the first case, we shechted it, and then was Hamad b'din, and then the father died. No problem. You pay chamisha baka. There's no chamisha chatzai baka, because you chayev the whole thing. You chayev to pay the whole thing. But in the second case, the sefer, where you shechted it, and the father was still alive, and there was no Hamad b'din, so such a case, you takra potter. Why potter? Because chamisha baka, b'le chamisha chatzai baka. That made sense, those two things. But according to the Gemara's final text, the Gemara says, there's no such svara of chamish bakar v'le chamish chatzai bakar, which means that even if there's only half chiyuv, you still chayiv to pay. Even if there's only half chiyuv, you still chayiv to pay. So the whole ratio is also talking about b'shalay hamad b'din, right? You don't have to have it hamad b'din. Why? Because we hold that even chamish bakar v'afilu chamish chatzai bakar. The only thing you cannot have is you cannot shecht it after the father died, because then I'm part owner. But anything less than that, even if there's no Hamad b'din, there is no problem of Chamisha Bakar, Apilach Alech, Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. So therefore, if I shecht it, and then there was no Hamad b'din, and then the father dies, I have to pay Dal Zehei. That's clear in the Gemara. So he asks a simple question. Wait a second. If there is no Hamad b'din, that means that the father was not judged, or the father did not judge the son on what he stole, and the fact that he shechted it, so it's only a knas. If it's only a knas, ain't other moirish knas levonov. So therefore, why do I have to pay dalad vehei to the children? Or why do you have to pay kefal for the children? There's no hamad b'din. Ain't other moirish knas levonov. It's the Tosafot says, it's a Mishnah in Ksuvos. The truth is, the Mishnah in Ksuvos talks about eines u'mefater. If a person is ma'anes a woman, a naira, or mefater seduces a woman, so the halach is that if there was hamad b'din, and then the father dies, it goes over to the Gemara actually says over there, Shimon says in the Mishnah, that even if there was Hamad b'din, by Oynes u'mefater, it's even worse. Until the father actually has the money, he doesn't give it over to his children. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Oinus Mufata, even after Amar Abedin, still doesn't go to the children until the father actually got the money in his hands. In other words, the father's got the money for his daughter, then he dies, then it goes to the brothers. But if there was Amar Abedin, it won't help. So the Gemara says of the Rabbi and Abaye say, that's only for Oinus Mufata, because it's only for the father specifically. But every other Knas, as long as there is Hamad Abedin, then you can give it over to the children. But before Hamad Abedin, it's nothing. So before Hamad Abedin is nothing, how could our Gemara say, that's basically the question, how could our Gemara say that if the Maskana, we say the only problem is, if you're not the owner at the time, you're the owner at the time of Tzricha, then you're off the hook. But if you're not the owner, if you shechted it, it belonged to the father, and there was no Hamad Abedin, you can be chayav to pay. Why? Eidan Emerish Knas Levanav. That's really Tosfos' question. Now, you understand Tosfos' question a little bit better. The Rush actually, based on the Trumas Akris, you'll understand better that before you have to understand, from a halachic perspective, before Hamad Abedin, it's not pshat that you can be merish to knas to your children. The reason why before Hamad Abedin, you cannot be merish to knas to your children, is like Seth says, before Hamad Abedin, there is nothing by knas. Knas by definition means, that Bezdin throws it on you, it's not a chiyuv mamon, it's a punishment. So until Bezdin gives you the punishment, Hamad Abedin, there is no knas. So until Bezdin puts the Hamad Abedin, there is no knas, what are you giving to your children? What's that in our Gemara? That as long as you don't shech it when the father's dead, then you pass any other case of chayv. If there's no Hamad Abedin, then how can you give over to the children? Why you have to pay to the brothers anything? After all, there is no Hamad Abedin, there's no chiyuv knas. So much so, they ask it as a question on the Rush. The famous Gemara, the Rush Gemara says, you know, everybody knows that there's man hazeh. Today, there is no such thing as knas. We're not goyve knas. Why aren't we goyve knas in Chutz Laretz? You know that? Because we don't have a bezin of smuchim. So therefore, anything which is knas, you're not goyve. There's no kefil with man hazeh, there's nothing. Says the Rush, Gemara Paskins, or that even though there's no knas, itofas leimapkina minei. If you grabbed it, then you can keep it. If you grab the knas, you can keep it. So the Yad Rama says this halacha itofas leimapkina minei is only by knas, which is the value of the nezek. For example, chatzi nezek. Gemara has a question. Chatzi nezek. Memoina or Knasa, which means the fact that the Shar Tam pays only half, is that because that's the Chiyuv? Or really has to be Pasha completely, and he only has to pay Knas, really is Pasha because it's a Shar Tam. We give him Knas, he has to pay half. Says the Yad Rama, this halacha, that if you grab it, you can get it by Knas, Bizman Azeh, in Chutz Laretz, is only if it's the value of the animal, of the Nezik which was done. For example, chatzi nezek nos. But if you're going to grab more than the hezek, for example, kefil or dalav vei, you cannot grab it. That's what the Yad Rama says. Look at the Yad Rama, very nice. The Yad Rama, number two in the sheets. Kotzav Rama Levi, fadam rinon, itofas leimachkinon minei. This halacha that you grab knas, you don't take it out. Haynu dafki kashir nezakeo, or you bust him in the zakeo. That's only if it's the amount of the nezek or less than nezek. About famine is a kale. Can Shlomo take him down there? He toughens machkinim in a. The Ashkenazim and Rabbanon came and zokin. He toughens machkinim in a. Ela the man that toughens famine this case. Can pal giniska. But you cannot take more than the value. As the Rush on the Yad Rama by the arrow, we learn early. The last takantahi elodinu. There was no such thing. What do you mean? You think you just grab? Of course not. Says Rush. Midoraisim mechayivle. Midoraisi mechuyiv to pay kefil. And Dalvei. Ela she'ein lo yidayim bevavel she'kufuna liten lo. But we cannot force you because we have no bezin smuchim in Bavel that can force him to pay the knas. Av b'cholchi ha'yavne of it inish dinu l'nafshei. So if you want to take the law into your own hands, you could. Because al pi halacha, you're entitled to the kefil. V'lei mafkinim in ev, the yavlei kol mchiv, le'mi d'raisa. The Rush comes with the timer. What kind of svar is that, the Yad Rama? Who cares if it's a half a nezek, or double the nezek, or triple the nezek, or dalvei? It's irrelevant. At the end of the day, midraisi you chayv to pay. So midraisi you chayv to pay. So at the end of the day, if I take it myself, I can say, obed yin is din and afshay. So the Rush argues on the Yad Rama, on kefil dalvei, if you can grab it on your own. As the Trumas agree, that's not pshat. It's not midraisi you chayv. If something is a knas at the Truma Tekri, that means that until Bezdin, Asher Yashin Alehim, until Bezdin paskens that you are chayev the knas, we didn't put a punishment on you. So you have no right to take it. The fact that there's no Bezdin Smuchim in Chutzaret means that you have no right taking it, because we did not order the punishment on the person. So Truma Tekri says, I don't understand, Pshat and Rush. Number three, the Truma Tekri Simon Aleph, Niskasha Bezatuba, Heichi Shayech the knas. Din Ovid Inish and Nashe, how do you say Baknas? You're smarter. The Ovid Inish and Nashe, you can do whatever I want, I can grab it. The Chodin Ovid Inish and Nashe, Nemar, Bidine Mominus. That Nitva Hatma Yuchuyev, by Dine Mominus, where really the guy tries to pay, Vesel Tavem and Moyna Bade, and if the guy owes him money, Velay Ibra Sade El Shikron, he has no good aid him, the Vizev Yazalam Avad Lachdin Nashe, I can grab it for myself. I know the Allah is with me, even if I have no good aid him, Ovid Inish and Nashe, I can take it for myself. I will be Knas. Before I'm out of din, there's nothing. Taisa says, so therefore, the Truma Tekri says, I don't stand trapped in a rush. The way you look at it, before Hamadah Bedin, there is nothing. There's no chiyuv at all. So if there's no chiyuv at all, what's that in a rush? Then you can take it for yourself. So they want to say pshat in a rush, some want to say pshat, that of it in his jim nashe, because I can act as the dying mumche. I can be considered the dying, the punished, the pshat they want to say.
No, but obviously, the case must be Ruby stole from Shimon, right? So Ruby takes Shimon, so Shimon takes Ruby to
that's the. That's
it. And Bezin Paskins, yes, you stole, your own.
But there's no Bezin Smuchim, so you can't get punishment.
Right, Bezin can't enforce.
No, we can't, Ashay Yashin Aleim, we can't put the punishment. There's no Bezin Smuchim.
No, Bezin Paskins, you're God.
So, okay.
Bezin can't say, yeah, now you're
high table. Right. Why? Because there's no Bezin Smuchim.
Because it's not from Bezin.
I know, but Pshat Bezin is not in the Chutzot, it's not enough. In order to give him the kind of knas. Fine.
And you understand the Bezin Paskin that you owe the Kaiva, they just can't enforce it.
Okay, so I understand. I don't understand what the rush is. I don't understand what the rush is. We're going to get to it. We're going to see different Pshatim. But at least the concept, I'm trying to show you what it means before Hamad of Din. So you see the way the Truma Tekri learns that before, by knas, before Hamad of Din, it's not Pshat Zechiv moment. There's nothing over here. So if there's nothing over here, what Pshat of Tzai 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 Kasha? So therefore, how could the Gemara say by us that as long as you don't shecht it after you own it, after the father dies you shecht it, then you're potter. But anything else, you shecht it while the father's still alive, even if there's no Hamad of Din, you have to pay to the children. That's hey, what do you mean? Before Hamad of Din, there's nothing. There's no knas. How can you give it? Another mother knas no one. It doesn't make sense.
What about the principle? Forget the knots.
Karen, you pay.
If there's no Amad Abedin, why?
Because it can be Amad Abedin afterwards. Why not?
It's like a little,
but until there's Amad Abedin, why are you responsible to pay? What does Amad Abedin mean?
What does Amad Abedin mean?
For the principle, not
you
for
stole.
I understand for the knot. But right. So until the Beis Din says he stole, I don't have to pay.
Yeah, but it could be if it's a chi of mom and not a chi of knas. Before Hamad of Din, the by knas, so by knas before Hamad of Din is nothing.
Right.
By what's name? By mominess before Hamad of Din, I'm chayv to pay. I'm chayv lusday shemayim. I'm chayv to pay avidin. Bezin didn't tell me yet. But at the end of the day, I'm chayv to pay. I caused damage to you. If I break your window, there's no chiyuv. Of course, I have a chiyuv moment.
You break the window, and I said, no, I didn't break it.
I understand. But Bezin could pass in afterwards. But the chiyuv kicked in already. Correct? Bezin could pass in afterwards, but the chiyuv kicked in based on the facts. But on the knas, until Bezin punishes the one that is getting the einish, there's nothing over here. So that's Allah the Inan Mosh Knas Levonov. Now, why can't Bezin pass in afterwards, after the guy dies? I guess the punishment is between the Mazik and the Nizik. Right? Between the Mazik, the Ganif and the Nignaf. So they can't give a punishment if the two parties are not here. But Chiyav Mamunus, I suppose you could give. Right? That's.
But Knas is on the guilty.
I understand, but I guess you need both together. Otherwise, what's the Pshat of Inan Mosh Knas Levonov? Right? That's clearly the pshat. Now, clearly, if it's a din mominus already, once Bezin paskin, Hamad of Din, it's no more knas. That much I understand. But anyway, that's Tracy's question. Let's see Tracy's answer. So Tracy gives like this two terutzim.
When would you ever have a case
Before Hamad Abedin, the Knas doesn't exist. After Hamad Abedin, the Knas becomes Mamo.
Correct.
So you never have a case where there's a Knas hanging in the air that you would...
That Who you says you have to have a case like that?
Who has a Tosus Kanashis?
No, that's... That,
why don't you say... That
right, right.
Come on to...
Enon Moshe Knas Rabbanov? I think that's exactly the point. The reason why Enon Moshe Knas Rabbanov is because I'm before Hamad Abedin, you have nothing. That's exactly the reason why. I think
right.
so. Right, the reason why Inan Amosh Kaslavonov is because until Bez and Pasim Knas, there's nothing over here. We can't pass him a new punishment after the guy dies already.
People, what's the harm in me to think that you would be able to be Morish?
Okay, what's that? What, I know. What's on our Gemara?
Because for the same reason as the principle.
I know, but you hope not. Okay, so let's see what. So the truth is, it's not clear that we don't that we say Inan Amosh Kaslavonov. Because the Gemara, the Mishnah only says by Inus and Mufata. The Mishnah does not say everything else. So Tosfos, the Gemara over there says everything else. They don't merge Knas Levonov. So Tosfos first starts like this. Look what Tosfos says. V'yesh Leimah. By Vav. You see Hey, Vav, Zayin? So by Tosfos, V'yesh Leimah. The Rav of Rav Nachman Docha, Les Lehu Sugya de Hosom, they disagree with the Gemara over there. V'shvira Leim, they hold not like that. The Yochel Lahirish, B'shar Knossos. That you could be merged other Knossos. Afagav Shalayam Advedin. The nay the knashal einus of pitui ein yochel erich v'shum inyan kik tana matzis and osam einus and mufata you cannot give over even after amar v'din ein on emosh knas levona by einus and mufata the woman gets seduced or gets raped then the money the chamishin kesef you can't give over to your children unless you had it in your hand you can never give it over but a regular knas adam yochel erich knas levona why hayne v'shum the oisa dova shaknas yetsi mimenu. The Hainu Abbas ain't Yochel Lahirish Levonov. The daughter, you can't give over to your children. So therefore, you can't give over the Knas of the Oynes and Mufata. Aval Mama in the Ocha, Shakefel Dal Vehe Yetzimimenu, the Hainu Behema, who Moyrish Levonov. The Fikas de Knas, Moyrish Levonov. That's a pretty lumdy shavak for Tysus. I mean, what is Tysus saying over here? Tysus says that really we hold that. Einon Moshe Knas Levonov is only by Einus and Mufata, because you cannot give over the daughter. Masha Ein Kein, not by Einus and Mufata, by all the other Knasais, we say other Moirish Knas Levonov. Why? Because you can give over the Behema. What's that in Texas? Texas argues with the whole premise, according to the Steritz. He seems to say that when it comes to all the other Knasais, other Moirish Knas Levonov. What's up, chat?
It's not like
simple shots.
That the children already have a stake in the animal, even while the father is alive. Since the behema could go down to the kids, so anything that flows from the behema.
So what's the shot? So Bob Bear says, I'll tell you what he says. Nice shot. That it's not shots that since there's something concrete, so there like you want to say, not what you want to say. That when since there's something concrete. So therefore, even before Hamad Abedin, even before Bez and Paskins, it's already called Mominus. That's not Pshat. That's already called Mominus. Because it's not Mominus. Before Hamad Abedin, it's Knas. It's not Mominus. So what's the Pshat? So Bob Bear wants to say that, and the others also want to say a similar thing like that, that when you give a Yerusha, it's not just you're giving money to Yerusha, you can also give a zchus tviya b'yerusha. You can give the right to claim, you can give that b'yerusha also. That's what he says. You can give b'yerusha a right to claim. But anything. You can give a right to claim, it's also yerusha. You can give inheritance a right to claim. So therefore, if you afterwards own the animal, you got from your father the right to claim. You can't do that. But since by the daughter, you're not owning the daughter, you're not owning your sister, you don't have the right to claim. So it's not pshat that before Hamad Abedin is considered mamon. All Taisa says, it's a schus to claim, you can give over to your children. And therefore, if you have the animal, you will have the schus to claim any rights on this animal that you got from your father. That's even before Hamad Abedin. You can give it over to your children. Mashenke, my daughter, since you don't have the ownership on the daughter, so therefore the right to claim, even though it's before Hamad Abedin, doesn't help you with anything.
And that's the reason why we do say Adamayish Knas Levanov, because you're right, the money is not considered anything, and there's nothing punished over here, but the right to claim you'll be able to have from your father, and therefore that you're able to
but
do even for him.
Before Amad
there's nothing to claim. Why? You have a right, that's true. Claim you have. There's no passioning, there's no nothing. But a claim you have.
You don't have a claim until Beis Din says he's kind.
No, that's from Beis Din Paskins.
So you have no right to claim.
Why not? Your father had a right to claim. You got that right from your father. That's his what. And that's what Tesis says. Look at the words of Tesis. Let me read aside. Look at number 3. It explains it very nicely. Number 4. It's like this. Svaras Rava v'Rav Nachman. I mean, I tell you, my computer broke beforehand, so I could copy everything with my hand. So, Svaras Rava v'Rav Nachman Svirilei. Other Murish Kaslavonov, Afagashaloyomadin, Ubir, She Aino Bokbe explains, Aino Mishum de Svirelei, not because he held Dafilu Koidim Gmardin, Havea Knas Momon, that's not shot. Umoirish as Khiva Knas Lavonov, Kamoybe Base Lachashomadin, that's not shot. That Murish Kaslavonov, Taisha says that by a behemer, then you have the money. No. The vader ledidu nami koyim gmadin loy have a moment. Ve'en yochel orish eschiv knas atmoy levonov. Rak besvirelei, what does he hold? The moirish eschus hatviya sheyesh loy al hamazik. The schus zu sheyochel etoivoy knas nami nitfas birusha. That also goes birusha. The kivin shayyirish nasa bailim ala schus tviya yochel etoivoy hamazik. You can only give over the schus to collect, to complain, not collect, to complain, to China. The just like if I would have the animal, and then it would get shechted, I would have a right to claim. Even though it got checked beforehand, Yochel Harish has chus tviya shalak nas. Aval an ena merish is a moment asma shemizchayev alof knas, who had the name she ena merish has chus tviya. Mishmuchi gabi kefa shemerish a moment shakevi yetu menu, merish has tviya shalak kefa. Aval gabi oinu tvatsi ena merish has asma shemizchayev alof menu, en yochel has chus shalak nas. Similar, by the way, Ibis Zaman says a similar type of idea. He says, Zaman says, that by stealing shechting or kefel or dalvei, so the ownership of the item, the fact that you damaged my item, I get the right to kefel and dalvei. So it comes from the item. Right? Don't say the same term, but the same idea. Mashenken by a daughter, it's not pshat that you damaged my daughter. No. You did something, and she's my daughter. So I get it not because you damaged my property, but by the fact that she's my daughter. Well, she's not the daughter of the brothers. So therefore, that money will not come from that, because there's no ownership over here, and the money doesn't come from the ownership. The money by the daughter comes because she's my daughter, and she's not the brother's daughter. That's a similar type of shalom places. Okay.
But what kind of schuz tviya? We talk about kenas, right? The focus is not on the person who is.
I know. See, saying like this is that knas is never schus tviya. That's
right.
Your point.
Right.
Knas is just a punishment of that thing.
It's the guy that has to pay.
I know.
And
so
the
I know.
Says, the address is
I know. I know. I know. I know. So that's the question. You know, it must be, if you learn literally like the Truma Sakri, that it's Ashir Yashin Elohim and there's nothing else, then obviously this is not going to fit with Tesis. Clearly not. You have to learn like him a little bit, like Joe learns, that there is a din mamon, but it's not a regular din mamon. So what is it? So it's he says it's a schus tviya, whatever it is, that's the in-between way, kind of, you have to say over here. Because to say that's a regular punishment, then there's no schus tviya, like you said, it's nothing to do with me. So clearly, Taisha doesn't learn. It's like, yes, it's a schus tviya. It's something that has to be that you can give over to your children. So rather than saying it becomes mominous, that's not Taisha holds, rather just a schus tviya. Okay, that's one shot in Taisha, how he answers the our Gemara with that Gemara.
Okay, so with the Bukhar, when you say P9, is this Muslim, is this Roy? The way
is it muhsik or roy?
It sounds like, it
might be muhsik, you mean? Because I have already.
You're saying you've got tviya.
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right. You're right. Yeah, you, I saw. I wasn't understanding when I was learning it, and now it gets more clear. But I saw Issa Zalman say, "Well, that's a massive chiddush, because that means that even before Hamadad Din, there is a moment over here."
Right.
That's really what we're saying. Now, it's not really a moment. You call this chustria, but it doesn't mean that there's nothing here.
So the object is there, and then.
But so what if the object is there? No, you won't say the fact that the item, just like when I own the cow, and then afterwards the shechted, belongs to me. I have this chustria. She said, "How about if I own the cow?" And I have this chusvia, and the thing was shechted before I got it. What's the difference? At the end of the day, I have this chusvia, and I own the cow today, so therefore I can collect. That's his one. So there's also some type of mumminess even before Amar B'din. Or there's something over here, chusvia, that I have before Amar B'din. Don't call it mumminess, call it chusvia. And therefore, that I'm giving over to my children, and therefore, by the behemoth you get it, and not by the daughter. That's one teretz, Taisa gives. Okay, that's the easy teretz. Let's go now to the next teretz of Taisa, or that's the toughie. Okay, now Taisa like this. Void Nireleri. Next teretz of Taisa. So again, we're trying to understand, that our Gemara says very clearly that in the second teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that really there's no problem of Chamisha Baka, Veloi Chamisha Chatzai Baka, and therefore, even if you shechted it and there was no Hamad of Din, as long as the father was still alive, doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you pay the Chal Chatzai Bakar. The only reason why you'd be potter is only because you shechted it when you owned it already. In the case of the Sefer, where you shechted it and you already part ownership because your father died and you shechted after your father died, Utvachai Kulei Binon, and you don't have that. Masha'in Kain, if you shechted while the father is alive, even if there is no Hamad Bedin, doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, now I'm going to have to pay part of this to myself. Doesn't make a difference. Chamisha boker, vafilo chamisha chatzai boker, you have to pay. So Taisa asks the question, what do you mean? Ain't any melech knas levonon. That Gemara says over there, that according to the Gemara over there, you don't give any knas to your children. So what's pshat over here? At the end of the day, before I'm out of din, it's clearly only knas. And it's only knas, how you have to pay the dal v'hei to the brothers, ain't no the marsh knas levonov. So Taisa like this. Voit near Levi, says Taisvis, the Rav of Rav Nachman Ocha, le polig asugi de Rabo, Rabbaya, the Perignaida. That really, there is no machlekes between the two sugis. The Mairi Ocha, kula masnisin, kisha oma bedin. That our mission is talking about after Hamad bedin. Listen, there is no Moirish Knas Levonov. Why is there no Moirish Knas Levonov? Because it's talking about after Hamad Bedin. So that means, you shechted it, you stole it, you shechted it, there was Hamad Bedin, and then the father died. So if there's Hamad Bedin, what's the problem? No Moirish Knas Levonov. It's Dalvei. And therefore, clearly you have to pay. Right? V'amulei chai vatalitinloi. Dichiai gavna, oda Moirish Levonov Knas. Then you give yourself to knas. Why? Because after Hamad Bedin. After Hamad Bedin, it's not knas anymore. It's mominous. Clearly, you have to pay. There's no shayla. Keep it on lay. Chayv atzalitinoi. Because you tell them, chayv atzalitinoi. Right? And therefore, you have to pay. V'lo shay chashtu l'mifkuch ha'resha liplik v'didei v'tovach ha'mokha v'chayavi v'om v'din l'om v'din. In other words, so if that's the case, why can't the Gemara say, in the previous case, the next case, the safer, let the Gemara say, why do you have to say, you shecht it after the father died? Why can you say, you shecht it before Hamad Bedin, and it doesn't work because of, the Mother Shnas Levonov? Simple. The Michele, the Misne Kula Bam Bedin, the Sulav Knas, then we want to say a bigger Chiddush, that even though the whole case talking about after Hamad Bedin, and there is no Knas, and you shouldn't have to pay Dalvei, I feel like the base of the bottom should need to be not talking to the Sura, the letter. In other words, we want to say the bigger Chiddush, that even though it was after Hamad Bedin, and therefore there's no problem for other Moirish Knas Levonov, nevertheless, the reason over here why you potter is because you have to shecht it, Tvachai Kula Bisur, and the fact that you're the owner after the father died, there's no Shechir Shechita. So that's no problem. Right? Now, skip the test. Aval Mikolo, listen to this. This is very important. I'll say it outside first. Aval Mikolo, but in the beginning, maybe I should say it inside. Visvirele, Chamisha Boka, Om Rachmona, V'lo chamisha chatzoi boko. V'hainu time of the mifta b'seifo. Again, taste the same cheshbon. That in the halamina zigmar, when we said the problem was not utvachai kula b'isua, but rather the problem is, what is the problem? Chamisha boko. V'lo chamisha chatzoi boko. Correct? So therefore, the first case was talking about when? Before Amar Adin, after Amar Adin.
After.
The first case was talking about after Amar Adin, right?
But
no. The first case was talking about before Amar Adin, because we said Chamisha Bakar. No, Chamisha Bakar. V'loy Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. It was talking about after Amar Adin, correct? But the second case, the Sefer, is talking about before Amar Adin. Correct?
Because there we don't say not chatzoi.
Right?
We don't have to say not chatzoi there.
Right. So the first case is talking about after Amar Adin, and therefore there is no problem of chamisha bakar v'loy chamisha chatzoi bakar, because it's talking about after Amar Adin. Correct?
Right. You can't be
motivated to answer. Again. I don't want to get confused. Aber mi kove de svirele, chamisha boko mrachmona, vole chamisha chatzoi boko, vayinu time of the mifta the sefer. The reason why the sefer you potter, because loy chamisha chatzoi boko, porich shaper, the lifla glisse bedin, vame lo rung mishoma bedin, vame loy tsei ten loy. Aber loy omad bedin, pirush, shaloy omad loy tsei ten loy, elo chayvet is loy, do mocha, potent am loy chatzoi boko, which means like this. The Reisha is talking about after Hamada Bedin, correct? After Hamada Bedin.
And it says Satan.
And wait, I know. After Hamada Bedin is talking about, and there's no problem of Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar, and the Sefer is talking about before Hamada Bedin. And the problem is Chamisha Bokar v'lo Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. Correct?
Oh, they're both after.
Wait, correct? That's what the Gemara says. That the Reisha is talking about after Amar Adin, and therefore there's no problem of Chamisha Bakar, V'loi Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, because it's after Amar Adin. And the Sefer is talking about, not that you shechted it after the father died, but literally, if you listen to me, talk about before Amar Adin. So the Sefer is talking about before Amar Adin, the Reisha is talking about after Amar Adin. So Teisa says, wait a second, but if the Sefer is talking about before Amar Adin, the whole Mishnah must be talking about after Amar Adin, because Einar Moshe Kratz Levonov. So how could you make a difference between before Amar Adin and after Amar Adin for Chamisha Bakar and Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar if based on the Gemara and Tzuvos everything has to be talking about after Amar Adin, because otherwise Einar Moshe Kratz Levonov. So Tosha says there's two types of Amar Adin. There's Amar Adin of Chayav Atal Yitein Loi, and there's Amar Adin of Tzei Ten Loi. What does that mean? To get rid of the problem of other Moirish Knas Levonov. To get rid of the question, wait a second, how could you give anything over to your children, Einar Moshe Kratz Levonov? It's enough that they say, Chayav Atal Yitein Loi. You chayav to give to your children, or you chayav, not to your children, you chayav to pay the Kefon Dalvei, that already makes it after Hamad Avedin, and therefore there's no problem if you die now of other Moish Kras Levonov. And now the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is whether you say Chamisha Bakar v'le Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar is talking about even after they said Chayav Atalitin Loi, in the Reish it's talking about after the full Hamad Avedin, they also said Tzei Ten Loi and go give it him. Then already there's no Chamisha Bakar v'le Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, there's no problem whatsoever. Masha'enkin, the Sefer, which says there's a problem because of Chamisha Bakar v'lo Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, and that's Liflet B'dido, before Hamad Adin, it's talking about after the Hamad Adin of Chayav Atal Yitein Loi, but before the Hamad Adin of Tzei Ten Loi. That's in a nutshell what, that's the question. But that's in a nutshell what Tzei says. One second. Let's take the Chesma straight, and then we're going to get to the Lomas. What's the problem?
Is that once
the Beza
says
Chayav
Atalitin, there's no
Moda
B'Knas,
there's
no Chamisha
Chatzoi
Bakar
anymore. That's not true. Taisa said nothing.
Yes,
that's what Taisa says. But that's what Taisa says. We're going to get to the Lomdus in a minute. Slow down. But that's what Taisa says. In other words, in order to get rid of the problem with the Gemara in Ksuvos that says, wait a second, before Amud Abedin, in the Gemara Shnas of Amud. It must be talking about, the whole Gemara of Amud must be talking about after Amud Abedin. Otherwise, in the Gemara Shnas of Amud. So we're talking about after Amud Abedin. But still, the Gemara in the Havamin, if the problem was Chamish Vakar and Chamish Chatzar Vakar, the Gemara says, ooh, why do you have to say you did it after the father died? Say you did it before the father died, but before Amud Abedin. What do you mean? But I'm talking about after Amud Abedin. So I said, no, the two types of Amud Abedin. This Chayim Akhalitim Loi, that they say the problem of Adam Ashkenaz Levanov. But even after they told him, you have to pay, correct? But if the father dies then, oh no, that's Chamish Vakar and Chamish Chatzai Vakar. But if the father dies after Tei Ten Loi, that's the first case, then it's about Chamish Vakar. So the Reisha is talking about that you told him Chayim Akhalitim Loi, you told him Tei Ten Loi, you made him pay everything, even though he didn't pay yet. That's after Amud Abedin. There's no problem. Chamish Vakar and Chamish Chatzai Vakar. If the whole thing is mamonis, you part the your chayes completely because there's no Chamish Chatzai Vakar. Masha Enkei, the Sefer that we're saying lifleg v'nisav lidah that is you part to pay why because it's before Amud Abedin is also talking about after they said chayev atinitin loy and there's no moish nas levanov. But there's still a problem because he did not say teitem loy and for Chamish Vakar and Chamish Chatzai Vakar until it's after the end. There is a problem of before I'm on the thing. That's what Taisa says. Taisa himself has a problem with that. Slow down. Taisa himself has a problem with that. Look inside number. Let's read inside. Read inside. You see, I'm correct. That's the sound of Taisa. Boy, that was a tough Taisa. Okay. Let's read inside. Where are we holding? By test. Avon Nikova, the Svirele. You have number test? Avon Nikova, the Svirele. Chamish Bokam Rahmona. Vele Chamish Chatzai Boko. Vahayu time of the lift of the Sefer. And that's the reason why the Sefer is Potter. Paul Shapir, we ask the question, the lift leg will listen to the door. But medlo amulim kisham al-bedin, vom loy tsei ten loy. When do I say that you are part of the pram of chamisha chatzai bakar, you're completely off the, you're completely chayef to pay mamanis? That's when he said tsei ten loy. Aval loy om al-bedin, but it is not only bedin, pirish, shalai om al-loy tsei ten loy, ela chayef atalitin loy, v'tovach amachav achach meis olif, so even though it's after Amud Abedin, after he told him Chayav Atalitin Loi, and there's no problem of other Moshe Katzavonov, there's still a problem of Hei Boko, Melei Chatzai Boko. The high time to say for the Sefer, not Mayim Belom Abedin B'Chayavit, Shlom Rezef, Delo Chayav Atalitin Loi, etc. etc. That's his kasha. That's the pshat. So therefore, again, it's not a steward to the Gemara in Ksuvos, because we're talking about after Amud Abedin. Because no problem with Amud Abedin. Because they told him already, Chayav Atalitin Loi. I, the Gemara's Mechal, between before Amud Abedin, before after Amud Abedin, that's Tei Ten Loi. If it's after Tei Ten Loi, then you are Chayav, because then it's not Chamisha Bakar, but Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. If it's before Tei Ten Loi, that's already Chamisha Bakar, and Chatzai Bakar. Tei has a problem that, Seth, your question. Uksas Nere Doichet Piruzer, why? The Ma'achad, the Ma'elas Amud Abedin, the Chayav Atalitin Loi, the English, if you tell me Chayav Atalitin Loi is good enough that it's not a Knas, because Yochel Lahiris Levonov, in Ken Gamden Yizet, Tal Shiach Shekhil is Chayav Lovin, Hey Bokar Shleimin. So then it should be considered, and not Chatzai Bokar, because if Chayav Atalitin Loi is enough that Yochel Lahiris Shnas Levonov, that means it's mominous, and I'm not giving over Knas, it's ready psacked in, Chayav Atalitin Loi. So why is it not good enough to say I'm chayv the whole amount? And right now, you know, the father goes, there's not chayv bokem, lech hamish chatzai bokem. That's Taisa's question. But what pshat on Taisa's? What's the difference between the chiyuv, the svara of ein on the mosh knas levonov, that we say as long as it's chayv on it in their little life, there's no problem? Masha ein kein, the svara of hey bokar, v'lech chatzai bokar, which is the actual payment, right? Then we say, no, then until you say Tei Ten Loi, even though it's after Amud Abedin, you're still chai, you're going to be Chatzai Bakar, and there's a problem. What's the difference as far? You understand the question?
No, I'll tell you what.
What do you mean? Is that what Tosafot is saying?
That is what Tosafot is saying.
That's what he's saying.
No, but if
1 second, Don, you following? What's the annotations? Here comes Chaim Shulevitz and of Nachum with his edition.
You were fooling. That's the what the whole idea of Chavish is about. The whole idea of Amud Abiknas, right? Let the agent come before Amud Abiknas. No Amud Abedin. Agent come to Bez and say, oh, I saw this guy steal. and then I go, oh yeah, Motor Knas. I'm still, you can't get out of it.
After Edom, I think you put your Chayim, right?
Yes.
So
Chomer, if the Benzin says Chayim Atalitainam, how can you say Motor Knas Potter?
There's no Chamisha Chatzi Boker if you don't say Motor Knas Potter. I'm not sure if that's correct. You started with that in the beginning, is that true?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says.
The Gemara says no. The Gemara says that.
What's the Chatzi Boker then if it's not Motor Knas Potter?
Does it have to be Moedim Knas Mi Potter? Or does it have to be, because at the end of the day, I'm paying to myself, so I'm not paying full amount.
That's not the answer.
Yeah, I'm paying to myself. That not because Moedim Knas, Bezin was Machayev me, correct? But until I have to pay the full amount of my father, until it says Tei Tenloy, so now when I'm coming to pay, right? I'm paying to myself. That's Chatzai Bokar.
What's the comparison to Shutfin?
The comparison only is not the Moedim Knas part. I started with that in the beginning. The comparison is just the fact that I'm not paying the full amount, either because I was Moedim or because I'm paying to myself. Okay. So, anyway, what's the difference in Svar? Says Rav Chaim Shulevitz, let's read inside, because I'll say it's easier probably to say inside. He said like this. You know what, there's two ways of let's see it inside, and then maybe we'll understand when he says it. Ukvoidi Moedim Chami Shlita Zatzal, Oma Birachiluk. The Chayev Atalitin Loi, right? I think it means to say it like this. The way I understood it is, there's two questions. Question number one is, what type of payment is it? Is it Knas or is it Mamim? The second question is, what are you paying now? Are you paying the full amount? Are you paying the half amount? So he said it like this. The Chayev Atalitin Loi, have a psak al hamaisa, shuhu maisa mechayev, v'chalolo v'chiyuv, v'have chiyuv momoin v'loi knas. Chayev Atalitnoi tells me that this action of Kefal and Dalvei, Chayev Atalitnoi, you have to give it to him, it defines it, it's momoin, it's not knas. Ukumhu v'losh natasis, shikasru v'sule have a knas. Therefore you can give it over to your children, because Chayev Atalitnoi means, it's not knas, it's momoin. We just changed it, from knas to momen. Chayev atalitinloi, you gotta pay for it. It's no more knas, it's momen. Masha enkein, masha bezin oimrim tsei tenloi, haine kipshutoi. Tshei, v'tishalim chiyufcha. Shupsak lebaldin, l'shalim chiyuvoi. It's, okay, now go and pay it. V'koz man shaloim ulai tsei tenloi, afakab shechala chiyuf, eino chayev l'shalim chiyuvoi. Umishumachi. L'inyin adin she'in odemeresh knas levonov, shu toli be'etzem achiyuv, imu chiyuv momo inoi knas. This halacha is when you can give Yerusha to your children. So in a way, Nachum explains even better. Yerusha to your children is you cannot give something unless it's momo. If it's something which remains knas, you cannot give to your children. Once Bezdin paskens, chayev atalitin loy, then I can be merged that to my children. It's not knas, it's momen. That's what he says. Mishuachi. Linya din shein on the merged heart of one of two tolly bets in my chiv and my chiv momen and knas. Sagi b'chayv at the little loy. Shechal lo b'chiv have a momen. V'a momen lo chayv at the little loy meisav. Have a momen lo rishu lo momen. That's enough money because it defines it's not knas, it's momen already. Hey, you have to pay the dalvei? Okay, it's money. You have to pay it already. I can give it over to my children. Mach enkein. This tour that I don't have to pay only 5 bucker, not 5 half buckers, that's on the factual payment. When I pay it, make sure it's 5 full amounts, not 5 halves. In other words, Chamish Chatzibay Boker is not in the halach of Yerusha what I give over to my children. Once it's defined Chayev Atalitin Loi, that's Hamad Adin. I can give it over to my children. Masha Enkein, Chamish Boker L'Chamish Chatzibay Boker is in the de facto. When I'm paying the money, what am I paying? Am I paying full or many halves? That doesn't happen until Bezin tells me to pay. Where Nachum divides it is there's two people over here. There is the Nizak and there's the Mazik. Says of Nachum, he says it better. Nachum says that Yerusha is dependent on the Nizak, right? The one who got damaged over here, the one who got stolen, the one who got the Kefal Dalvei. He says that once it says already chayv, he says that his had a whole different svar b'lokum, but similar. He said like this, little svar. He says the difference between knas and mammon, it's a beautiful pshat. The difference between knas and mammon, fundamental yisoid, is that knas is also mammon. He says knas is not punishment. So veers away from that. Knas is also mammon. The difference between knas and mammon is that chiyuv mammon, I damage your window, right? No, I damage your window. Then the money that you have and that you owe me is my money. Ze mamon shali, that's what he calls. Knas, ze mamon shalcho, and I have a right to take it. In other words, when you break my window, then I have money by you. You owe me money. That's my money. The window, that's my money. The money you're holding, that's my money. Money shali. Knas is mamon shalcho. I have to take it. He said, that's trapped in the rush. Since his mom, that's that shot. He said, that's not the rush. He said over here, number 6, over the time. He says, therefore I can grab it. Why? Because Snapchat is not money. It is money. It's your money. I grab it. It became my money. Very simple. Avdin is dealing with Nashay. So glut. That's what Avdin is dealing with Nashay. That it's your money, but I grab it. And now it becomes my money. He says, once you say Chayiv Atalitin Loi, then the Momin Shelcha becomes Momin Shali. That's all he needs. Once a Momin Shali, I can give it over to my children. There's no problem. I did my part. I give it over to my children. Masha Enkein, the halacha of Chamisha Bokar, Melech Chamisha Chatzai Bokar, is not in the Nizak. It's in the Mazik. Well, the Mazik's halacha is not finished until they say, take Eloi. Since the Mazik is not finished, so the halacha of Chamisha Bokar, Chamisha Bokar, still applies. The halacha of Ein Ademosh, Knat Levanov, once it's Mom and Shali, no problem. Chayvas and Litzeloi, that makes it ready. It's no more knas, it's mom. What does that mean? Not mom and shachah, it's mom and shali. Once mom and shali, I give it over to my children. Yerusha, no problem. Masha'inke, the halacha of chamisha bakar and chamisha chatzibakar is not on the nizak, it's on the mazik. On the mazik, until they tom take henloi, the mazik's halacha is not finished yet, and therefore, there's a problem with chamisha bakar. So therefore, he said that shad in our ta'isrus. Our ta'isrus that said, wait a second, if you're talking about after mother of the din, ain't on the merge knas levonov, what's that? Says, no, we're talking about after mother. Which amad of din? The amad of din you need for the merge knas levonov. Which amad of din is that? No, chayv atalitin loi. That makes it ready, Yerusha, that makes it Mamun Shali, that's not for Yerusha. Masha'enke, the Gemara, that's Mechalek, before Mordin, after Mordin, Chamish Chatzai Bakar, that's on the Mazik's part. That's only if they say Tzeteloi not. If they say Tzeteloi, the Mazik is ready, he's ready, gone out of his hands, and therefore his case is finished already, and therefore it's ready, not Chamish Chatzai Bakar. If they didn't say Tzeteloi, it's Chamish Chatzai Bakar, and that's out of here in this beautiful Texas. Okay, well. Thank you.